If you want to learn how to make Vietnamese egg rolls, you can always look in a cookbook. But Lin Nguyen, who's teaching a cooking class here in San Francisco, says that that's not really the way to do it. In fact, her family doesn't even own a cookbook.
In a Vietnamese house, there are no measuring spoons or measuring cups. Everything is sort of just done by like the handful or the bowlful, and the recipes are all sort of passed down from one person to another.
Nguyen teaches that technique for Culture Kitchen, a company that hires first-generation immigrants as cooking instructors. Nguyen moved to the United States as a child in the 1980s and learned to cook from her mother and many aunts. Unlike Nguyen's family, though, Culture Kitchen teachers do write down recipes.
We're going to dice up 2 shallots. Yes, very fine. And 4 cloves of garlic.
But they also focus on that person-to-person tradition, showing how a dish should really taste or look when it's done, and answering all the little questions that come up along the way, like whether egg rolls are rolled properly.
Ooh, pretty good. It could be, so like if you feel mine, it's a lot tighter,
it's
right?
It's slightly packed, that's correct.
Yeah, so you want it to be packed.
You're connecting people that never would have been connected otherwise.
Jennifer Lopez co-founded Culture Kitchen 1.5 years ago, along with business partner Abby Sturges, as part of a graduate school program in product design. She tried to find people who were amazing cooks, but wouldn't normally be teaching, because of a language barrier or lack of formal training. Lopez reached out to community groups and also got help from a surprising source.
A lot of our cooks that we've had, it's not necessarily them that have reached out to us. It's their sons or daughters who have emailed us and said, my mother or my grandmother makes the best food. She's a little scared. I told her she needed to do this. This is so important. And those are the moments that it's so special.
Culture Kitchen holds classes about 2 times a month, often in a donated kitchen, cooking school, or a community center. Lopez says she hopes to get a permanent location soon. The cuisines range from Bengali to Peruvian to Afghani. But no matter where in the world the dishes come from, they seem to have the recipe for genuine connections between people. Student Lori Munn came to learn Vietnamese cooking firsthand. She says that's how she picked up her family's Cantonese recipes. This same sort of one-on-one instruction.
We actually started having family dinners where my grandfather would say, oh, you know, this is like a B-. Because it's one pinch too much sugar, or one pinch too much salt, a little bit too much soy sauce. And we were like, B-, you need to have grade inflation, this is too hard.
Despite the harsh grading, Munn was grateful for the opportunity to learn how to be a better cook, then and now.
It's a way, I think, for us to connect the generations. Like my mom would say, my grandmother, I remember watching her do it this way. So even though I didn't have a relationship with her because I was so much younger, she was in the room.
At Culture Kitchen, classes don't just keep recipes from dying out. Co-founder Jennifer Lopez says they change how the instructors value themselves.
A lot of the women we work with don't have that many friends outside of their own culture, so the opportunity to share their cuisines with a larger group of people is huge. It's been phenomenal watching some of our cooks transform
into teachers, people with an important traditional skill, ready to share with students who are hungry to learn. For VOA News, I'm Dina Pritchup in San Francisco.